is on the run and your daddy's here. Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy. Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy. Before you go to sleep, say a little prayer. Every day, in every way, it's getting better and better.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Sunday, and it is Father's Day, so happy Father's Day to all the daddies out there everywhere. We appreciate you and all you do, so make it a good one. Hopefully you have a father worth celebrating. I do not. I haven't made it a very much of a secret on the website over the years that my father and I don't get along at all. He disagrees with virtually everything about my life. And he's not the type to openly be hateful. So I never dealt with any kind of physical abuse, you know, or I was never expelled from the house or anything like many, many people, many gay individuals are, you know, young people. So I never had to deal with any of that. He is just cold to me and dismissive of me and anything that I've ever tried to do in my life. So, I mean, it doesn't matter to me, really. Because I've gone and lived my life, and I make my own money, and I don't need him for anything, you know. So, what does it matter, you know? But so he will not be getting anything from me for Father's Day, okay? To him, I'm just an ejaculation that went wrong, you know. And so, this ejaculation chooses not to say happy Father's Day. How about that? And, you know, it is what it is. I see a lot of people, though. I know a lot of my friends are doing special things for their fathers today, and that's nice. And hopefully many of my listeners are able to do that with their fathers. I guess I preface this podcast about my relationship with my father because, if anything, it defines how I view what fatherhood is supposed to be, and how I choose to approach it. Now, I'm in kind of a unique situation now because of baby boy, okay? I just briefly, I'm not going to get into a lot of it, but I met baby boy online through this website in 2016, and I found out that he was living in Syria, and I endeavored to rescue him from Syria, and I did in 2017. I rescued him from Syria. he was going to die there. And I rescued him, and I got him out. And eventually, last summer, I got him to Australia, where he can be free. And over the course of that time, the 4 years that it's been, almost to the day, actually. Next month, I guess it will be 4 years since I met him. In that 4 years, I've come to love him completely and utterly in the center of my very soul. And he's my son now, basically. Now, as a faggot, I spent my life not thinking that I would ever have a son or ever be a daddy, you know, because it's just not in the cards for me, obviously. Nature chose something else for me. That's fine. I accept that. And I was living my life just fine, you know. And then this little boy came to my life and changed it all. And and for the first time, I have been confronted with this idea of being a daddy myself. And I never thought that I would want that. But now I do. Now I really, really do. And I want to give that boy, my son, everything that he was denied in this life so far, because he deserves that. And so on this Father's Day, I just want to say that I want to be everything that my dad was not to me. Does that make sense? I want to change that. I want to be the daddy to him that I'd never had. I want to encourage him to grow and experiment and become whatever he is supposed to be, and be there for him and listen to him and joke with him and be human beings together as father and son. It's the most important thing. It's the most important thing now. And it was never a part of who I was going to be in my life. And now here he is. And now it's all that I care about in this world now, really. Everything else is secondary to him and our relationship. And I pledge myself to him every day. He is the first thought in the morning and the last thought at night every single day of my life since I met him. And he will always be there like that for me. And so to all the fathers out there, who have children, okay? Think about what you're doing with your children. Make sure that you seal any breaches between you, because you only have this relationship once. It cannot be replicated or replaced with golf buddies or a dog. It's your child, you know, that you brought into the world, and it's your responsibility. Nature gave you that gift. It has to be the number one priority. It has to be. So make it that way. Especially if you have a gay or lesbian child. They need you more than you can ever know. And you need to be the man, the dad. You have to have that strength because they don't have it. Okay? They don't have it. You have it. You're supposed to be the father. You're supposed to be the strong one. You have to do that. It's not up to your children to build a relationship with you. They are still learning. It's your responsibility. Okay? So man up and do that. My deepest wish, and I don't know if I can get this done or not, we've been able to overcome incredible odds. Baby boy and I have overcome incredible odds. You just would not believe what we overcome. So this is probably something that can happen, but I would like to adopt him as my legal son. Now that he has legal standing in a country that's recognized by the United States, it might be possible for me to adopt him. And we have talked about this, and I think that we are going to try this. And I just, the day that I can sign those papers to make him my real son, my only son, will be a day that beyond anything that I can imagine. And I'll be so grateful. So, so grateful. And proud to call that boy my son on that day. Honestly, the universe has given me a lot to handle and a lot of blessings. This is the deepest wish in my heart, that I can adopt that boy and make him my actual son. If a faggot like me can be given a chance to be a daddy and I grab a hold of it with both hands and cherish it with all my heart, then all the real dads that are out there can do the same for their kids. Because it's an unparalleled gift, an unparalleled blessing. I love you, baby boy. Thank you. Thank you for being the son that I never knew that I needed, and being the greatest son that any man could ever, ever hope for. I love you. Oh, well, I didn't really know this was going to happen, but that's my heart right there. So, you're always going to get reality with me. So, I am sorry if I became too emotional, but I just, it's a really an important topic on a day like this. So thank you for bearing with me. If you want to, you can write to me, fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com, or on the website, of course. I thank all the Patreon support and all the support in general that I've received. More stuff is on the way, so take care. Happy Father's Day, everybody, okay? I love you. Bye.
Darling, 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 darling Sean.
Good night, Sean.
See you.